Hello?
Oh, it is.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello? Yes, can I help you?
Hello, I'm calling from Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single family home, a townhome, apartment, manufactured, or mobile home?
Single family.
Hello?
Hello, yeah. It's single family.
Oh, okay, single family. Thank you. And do you own or rent your home?
I own.
Okay, and please tell me, in what year was your home built?
1972, I think.
72. Okay, thank
yeah.
you. And have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property?
Yes.
Can you tell me which one, like roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage?
Windows and door and the main bathroom.
Structural upgrades?
Mm-mm. No.
Drainage upgrades?
No.
Either roofing, right?
No. I think it was updated in 2000 before I bought it. I don't remember when.
Okay, got it. So in this case, only impact the windows.
Yes, and I have solar as well.
Okay, thank you. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Since 2006.
Sorry?
Oh, since 2006, 18 years.
18 years, okay, thank you. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following, like tropical storm, category 1 hurricane, until category 5 hurricane?
In the current home that I'm in, no.
Okay, let's see. But in Florida?
Oh, yes. Category, I don't remember. It wasn't a direct hit. One of them, hurricanes, I don't remember.
Okay, only in the current house you haven't, okay.
In the current house that I'm in, no, I have not experienced any major storms.
Thank you so much for the answer. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable?
Yes.
Somewhat vulnerable?
Extremely.
Okay, thank
extremely.
You. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
I don't know. I guess I would evacuate if needed.
Evacuate. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
When would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watches issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Or when your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours.
I guess I would say hurricane watch. When that's
okay.
issued, I'll start, I'll start to prepare when a mm-hmm. hurricane watch is issued.
Okay, thank you. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from a hurricane damage?
That house will not protect me from a hurricane. I would die if I stay in that house.
You would be very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I would be very certain that house.
Okay, thank you. Please select.
Get flooded.
Okay, please select. Please select your top three sources of information, like internet, radio, TV, newspaper,
internet.
Friends.
Mm-hmm. Internet.
And the other two?
Oh, internet, TV, and then radio, I guess.
Okay, thank you so much. On a scale from 1 to 10, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
I guess I would say I'm at like 4.
4. Okay, thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm, like property taxes, loss of income or employment, cost of childcare, cost of insurance, cost of housing, cost of food and other essentials, transportation costs, or none of the above has affected my
all of the prepared. Above. Well, okay. So cost of food has gone up. I can't afford insurance for the house. So I don't have insurance for the house. Actually, no, they won't insure my house. I'm trying to get it insured and they won't insure it. What were the other options?
Cost of housing, cost of childcare, loss of income.
I don't have any kids, but I have pets. That makes sense. Yeah. And
okay.
Yes, income. Yeah.
Okay, income. Okay, thank you. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
I'm not sure, you know, but it's by a canal, so I would assume yes. Like, there's a canal behind my house, so.
Okay, so it'll be a flood zone or evacuation zone?
I think flood zone.
Flood zone, okay. What is the letter designation for the flood zone?
That I have no, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, it'll be A for high flood risk, B for moderate, and C for low risk.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay, thank you.
Maybe B?
Okay, B. Okay, thank you. When would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if an emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never.
If they order me to evacuate, yes.
Okay, thank you. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go?
I guess in the direction where the hurricane is not coming, I guess north is my first option, is to drive north.
Okay, it'll be another location within the state or as far as possible to another state?
It would probably be my first, would probably try to go to Orlando first, but if that's not feasible, I guess continue going north to another state.
Okay, so within the state would be?
I'm sorry?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you properly. So you would go to within the state, I mean?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. How many vehicles are available in the household?
How many
vehicles?
Sorry? What?
How many?
One.
Okay.
One.
Thank you so much. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I don't know.
Okay, and how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
I am confident I could come up with that. Like, on a scale of how much?
In this case, you are certain that you could come up with the full $2,000. You could probably come. Okay, certain. Okay, thank you. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Decreased significantly over 10,000?
I don't know. I don't mm-hmm. have, like, proper home insurance, so I don't know. I just have, like, a basic insurance put on by the mortgage company. I'm not sure.
Okay,
anything
got it.
Related to insurance questions, I'm just not sure. Because I don't know.
Okay, no worries. Thank you so much for that. Right now, we already completed more than the half of the survey, so thank you so much for your time. I'm going to try to be quicker, okay? So in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes, no, I have already dropped my insurance?
Yes.
Yes, okay. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of the level of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government shouldn't be involved in recovery efforts?
I mean federal government.
On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
I'm not sure.
Between 1 and 5?
What was the question?
Yeah, sure. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
One.
Okay. That local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk? That is the other one. That local land
one.
Use plan. One. Okay. And that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
One.
And that new developments takes into account flood risk?
One.
And last one, that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
One. Do not believe the building codes in Florida are strict.
Okay. And next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Yes.
Thank you. And would you consider selling your home? And in this case, in the private market as part of a government buyout program or neither?
No, I wouldn't sell it, no.
Okay, neither. Okay, if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes?
I don't know. Maybe lobbying for donors and not put the taxes on the people. I don't know.
Sorry, so it'll be another option?
Yeah, like lobbying for donors. Because that shouldn't fall on, people can't afford a rise in taxes. So, unless they tax only people in a certain income bracket, for sure. But if somebody's making like 100 or below a year, no. They shouldn't pay any more taxes. But if someone is making like $500,000 or more, yeah, tax them. So it should be based on income, is all I'm saying.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much for that. In this case, most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surge. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, or slightly concerned, or not at all?
I'm extremely concerned because there's a canal that flows behind my house. And when rain falls, it rises. So.
Okay, thank you for your answer. I really appreciate it. And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important for you? For example, neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, proximity to job?
It was really the neighborhood.
The neighborhood. You can select another two options.
What were the other options?
Schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, blood zone, proximity to other family, proximity to job.
I guess crime, walkability.
Okay, thank you. How long do you plan on living in your current current address?
Until I die.
Okay, so it'll be more than 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. We are almost done here. Okay, so thank you so much. Finally, I just have a few general background questions, then we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age?
I'm 37.
Thank you. What is you, let's see. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Two. Me and my mom.
Okay, and let's see. So anyone is under 12 years old?
No.
Okay, are 65 or older?
Yes.
Yes, your mom, right?
Okay. Yes.
What is your marital status? Single. And married? Okay. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
Associate's degree.
Degree, okay, graduate degree?
Associate's.
Okay, let's see. Okay, thank you. Are you of Hispanic or Latina descent?
No.
Thank you. What racial groups do you identify yourself with?
My race is South Asian.
Okay, thank you. What language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
And please tell me which is the income range for your household?
Around 100K per year.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so these were all the questions they had. Thank you very much for your responses, and have a nice, wonderful rest of your day. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.